Welcome. You're listening to the Grow Ortho Podcast, presented by Hip Creative. This podcast is dedicated to those who want to stand strong in their market and be leaders in their community. Now onto the show with your host, Luke Infinger.
All right. So we are live with Dr. Eric Nielsen. And I've been working with Dr. Nielsen for about 6 years now. You've been a client with Hip. And recently, Dr. Nielsen started the Strategic Doctor. He's the foot and ankle surgeon, has a practice in Pensacola, Florida. But we also worked with him on this launch of the Strategic Doctor. And really, why we're here today is just what we do in our vision at HIP is just to add as much value as we possibly can to orthodontists, dentists, and other medical practice owners. So Dr. Nielsen, I'll just kick it over to you. Thanks for being here. Just give a brief intro yourself, and then we'll jump right into your presentation.
Yeah, thanks, Luke. I appreciate it. Yeah, like Luke said, we've been together for a number of years, and it's been a heck of a journey. And I'm just excited about talking to some other orthos that are non-orthopedists, which is great. it's a very nice change. Let me get my talk going here and let's jump into things. You got me?
Yep.
Good. So, like I said, in addition, like Luke said, to practicing orthopedic surgery, my partner and I created this educational platform to help all doctors improve really their financial literacy and ultimately win. I mean, that's what this is about, winning financially, because we are on unprecedented times. And so what you're seeing here is what I call this doctoring, right? We got into any type of healthcare profession because you love the doctor. The problem is, and I like this cartoon because that's kind of how I have felt the last couple of years, is you went into this, you're a doctor, you hang a shingle, see patients, make money, have a career. And that's sort of, I call it this linear, one-dimensional view. And that model is dying. They're cranking up the speed, cranking up the intensity. And unfortunately, it's unsustainable, right? So they're taking a bite out of our income. We're having to see more patients, and it's just unsustainable. So really, it's a systemic failure, and it's a failure on the educational component back in our professional schools. And so this old mindset, which is based on a meritocracy, is, again, a 10 professional school, hang a shingle, make money, and that's over. So what we're trying to do is change the paradigm shift, get you to change your way of thinking financially. And so to me, the new normal, the new way of doctoring in any profession is, yeah, learning the science, but on top of that, having some basic financial understanding of taxes and wealth building and asset protection. Okay, so what that means is thinking in three-dimensional. Okay, so no longer one-dimensional, three-dimensional. How does your practice management help you from a tax strategy? How does your taxes help you with asset protection and ultimately build wealth? That's what we're talking about. And that is, to me, the new normal. So how do you do this, right? So how does this happen? So the holy grail is what I refer to this is, how do you do that? Well, this is my own quote. So professional school education earns you a living. Cash value life insurance will earn you a fortune. Okay, I'm going to show you how that works. So you've heard this concept before. It's infinite banking. What is it? Cash value life insurance is another term for it. So why is this concept, my opinion, is the perfect wealth building system for all doctors? Well, let's look, who else is doing this? Well, banks, right? We all have banking with, Compass Bank or JP Morgan or whoever. So all banks in the country take their top tier capital, which is really their first level of cash, and they are heavily invested in cash value life insurance. So much so, it has its own name. It's called bank owned life insurance. Okay. So we'll get to why they're doing this. So like I tell people, don't do what banks say, do what banks do. Okay. Who else does this? Well, for all of you college football fans out there, coaches, Jim Harbaugh at Michigan was the first to do this, and now it's caught on like wildfire. There's a reason why these coaches don't want to get paid a salary. They're deferring their salary and have these universities pay for their salaries through life insurance. And hopefully in the next 15, 20 minutes, you'll see why. Ray Kroc from McDonald's borrowed from his life insurance to start McDonald's. Walt Disney borrowed from life insurance to start Disneyland. Okay. So why, the question is, why are coaches, agents, McDonald's, and all these people, you know, doing this? Well, they figured it out. And what they figured out was creating a personal banking system is the single greatest way to build wealth. And you can do the same. So what we're talking about is using a product, a properly structured cash value life insurance policy, to build your own personal banking system so you can finance all of your expenses yourself. And in doing so, it acts as a savings plan, an investment plan, a retirement plan, and your own bank. So properly structured, I cannot overemphasize this. So what you're thinking life insurance before you turn this off is, oh, you know, hey, my kids are okay, or my wife's okay, or my husband's okay. The reality is we're not talking about the death benefit of life insurance. This is the shift we're getting you trying to think about. We're talking about the living benefit. And in a properly structured policy, inside that policy is living benefits. And it's a pool of cash that you can use to save, invest, retire, and bank with. And that's the pool of cash you want to access. So the three key elements is you need to pick the right company. It's just like any wine drinker or beer drinker or whatever. You say all wines are the same, or all grapes from France and California the same. It's entirely untrue. So all insurance companies are not created equal. Picking the right agent is exceedingly important. And then having your policy properly structured. When these three things come together, and then I can't tell you how many times, if I had a dime for every person I spoke to, said, oh, my cousin's brother does this, or my investor, my certified financial planner has a friend who does this, I can assure you they don't do it the right way. They don't have your best interest. And so you want a banking policy. And I believe in this so much that I personally have 9 policies that I currently use. Started this 9 years ago. So again, the problem is we're brainwashed into thinking in this microeconomic status quo. So we're looking through this lens, chasing products, putting your money in 401ks and looking at index funds and just chasing this. That's because that's what we're brainwashed to do, because we don't have the time. We're too busy working. Well, I use this golf analogy. I mean, these are some products that you can invest in and make money. But I would challenge most of you watching this, or anyone who can really define what each of these products really mean and how they work. It's very difficult. So, but again, we're relying on a financial planner to take your money and hopefully it'll be there 20, 30 years down the road. And that just scared me to death, which made me get involved in this. And so, you know, Tiger Woods has been in the news. So the question to you is, would you rather have Tiger Woods' golf clubs, or would you rather have Tiger Woods' swing? And the answer is you want the swing, right? So you want to stop hoping that a financial product is going to give you this high rate of return. In exchange for that, you want the process. I mean, you want the knowledge, a strategy, and a system. And that's what this does for you. So again, really changing your train of thought and getting involved is going to be the key. So at the core of all this, I call this macroeconomic, looking at your whole financial picture. At the core is cash value life insurance. And what that does, it builds a banking system for you that's based on knowledge and a strategy that will optimize the flow of money. Because the true wealthy, their money is moving. It is moving in different buckets. It is just flying around. And that's what you want, the velocity of money. And it's doing so between different assets to increase wealth and protection, decrease your risk, and decrease your taxes. And this is the macro view instead of looking at it individually, okay? So we created this strategic financial framework. And if you take anything away from today, this is your learning pearl. Use this for any time. Say someone said, hey, you want to invest in this startup company? Do you want to invest in a real piece of real estate or whatever it is? Ask yourself, this is your strategic framework, okay? Is it safe and secure, right? We're all 1% wage earners in the country. Why do you want to put any of your money, your principal investment, in it at all risk? That's the question. What are the tax implications? Is it tax-free? Is it tax-deferred? Are you going to get a tax deduction? Everyone's pumping into 401ks because it's, oh, you get a tax break. You know, the government owns that 401k. That's tax-deferred. You're going to have to pay tax on that at some point in the future. Question is, what's the rate going to be? Reduce fees to other institutions. Okay, when you invest in something, management fees to run your 401k, for example, or these expenses when you're taking a loan from a bank, what are the expenses and what are the interest rates? What's the volume of money doing? So ask yourself these questions. Do you have access to money? When the pandemic hit, we're business owners, you need cash. How easy can you access your money out of these investments, and how liquid is it? Is it asset protected? What's the timing implications when you retire? What's the environmental impact when a pandemic hits, or stock, you know, a depression hits, or the stock market crashes? What are those impacts? What's the government influence? A lot of changes going on right now in our government. What's that impact going to be on your financial strategy? And what are the interest components of this? Is it true compounding interest? The stock market touts, oh yeah, your 401k is compounding. That's a complete lie. Is it simple interest? Are you paying it? Are you earning it? And then my favorite one is who's in control, right? We're all type A personalities to get into healthcare as physicians and doctors, and we like to be in control. And that's what I like to do. So those are your framework. And so here's the problem, right? Everyone's focusing on inflow, right? See more patients, do more work, focus on your income, focus on your income, take that money and try to find some product like a stock or a bond that's going to make you money. That's the problem. Here's the shift, okay? Instead of, can you really work any harder right now? Probably not. So the shift is look at what's leaking out of your bucket. So while everyone looks at the inflow, you're neglecting the outflow. And the two biggest components are taxes and expenses. And here's the major pearl. I'll read this slowly. You can create more wealth by recapturing debt, expenses, and interest than you can ever create by buying assets. It took me 2 years to understand that statement, but that's what I'm trying to articulate to all of you. So let's go through these quickly. Safe and secure. I mean, is this money you're investing? Can you afford to lose it? And for me, no. And really, you know, best game in town is safely put hard-earned money, you know, and not risk losing it. Well, its cash value is the best game in town. It really is. I challenge you to find another product or place to put money that you're not at risk losing. And so why make risky investments if you're a top wage earner? That's the question. So here's a little bit of 401k history, okay? It was only established about 40 years ago, and it was established as a tax dodge for those who had high pension plans. So big execs of company needed a place to tax dodge. That's how they created these things, okay? It was never intended to be a retirement replacement product. It was just a place to tax dodge. And as it evolved, Wall Street has said, wow, what a money-making scheme this is. And so it's evolved. It's never been statistically analyzed. We have no simulations to verify its long-term performance, whether it really functions as a retirement product. So at the end of the day, people with 401ks, your retirement plan is based on a pure accident. I mean, it's scary. So in terms of safe and secure, I mean, Wall Street's going to crash, right? It's 100% chance that the stock market will crash. The question's when. It's 100% chance. These companies that offer these banking policies, there's only a handful, they produce dividends every year. And the one I'm using has been in business for 120 years. And every year of 120 years, it's produced a positive dividend. And it's not based on the stock market. Completely different. So very safe and secure. You have a 0% chance that you'll lose money. Look at the tax implications. So from a tax standpoint, you know, I take post-tax dollars and I buy life insurance premium with post-tax dollars. I already pay the tax on it. It goes into this properly structured policy and it's growing compound free. It's compound interest. You really have to go look at one of our videos on compound versus simple, but compound interest, uninterrupted. It's growing tax free, increases a huge pool of cash, which becomes the bank. And I pull money out of that policy tax-free because it's a loan. So it's growing tax-free and I can access it tax-free. Question for you is what's the tax rate going to be when you pull money out of your retirement account? 10 years from now, 15, 20, you don't know. You're just assuming it's going to be less than what you're paying now. And the way things are going in the last 3 months, I question that. So for me, in these policies, I don't even care what the tax rate's going to be because it doesn't matter. I'm not paying tax on this money ever. So let's talk about reducing payments. So how much are fees are you paying in your 401k to manage that? Your admin fees and management fees. No one really knows that answer. You can find it. They don't tell you. This just is an example. 7% return over 30 years for an average household putting 10 grand a year in this. 2% management fees versus 0.5 equates to over 200. That's a 25% difference you know, in net amount of money. That's significant. And the money we put into that is much greater. So these fees are hidden and it takes a huge chunk out of your 401k. Expenses, right? Loans. We all have loans, house loan, car loan, boats, business loans, everything, right? And you're pumping out interest to the banks. They're giving you, and all we care about is, oh, we'll give you a business loan for 4%, 4.2. And you're just look at your amortization schedule and see how much volume of interest you're pumping out to the bank. How much money are you losing in interest to a bank if you didn't have to pay that interest? That's the leakage out of your bank, out of your bucket. So go find that out. So when you buy something, there's only two ways to buy something. You either pay cash, which Dave Ramsey says is the way to go. But remember, Dave Ramsey's not talking to you or I. We're not the ones who can't afford the trucks. Pay cash. When you do that, you lose the opportunity to earn interest on that money. Or number two, you finance it. And when you finance it, you pay interest to somebody else. That's the only way to pay for something, right? So again, you can create more wealth by recapturing these expenses and interest than you can by buying an asset. So here, you take a loan from the bank, right? Take a loan and you pay it back over 5 years or whatever years. That money's lost and you can never recapture it. On the flip side, you save cash, you pay for it, pay it, you know, you save it up and pay it all one time. That money's gone. You can never recapture it. What we're doing here is we're creating cash value in a policy. You're taking, you know, it's compounding growth on the dotted line. The solid is a lien. So when you take a loan out of your policy, it's a lien. It's not money coming out. It's coming from the insurance company. So it's compounding on one side, using that money to come out, and you're recapturing all the expenses back in your own policy. You're the bank and the borrower. Extremely powerful. Here's an example. So this is a CT scan I bought in my office, right? It was $200,000. They said, oh man, here we have a great 4%, 5%, 2%. I don't even care what the rate is. I said, no, it's okay. I want to pay cash. And they're like, you sure you want to pay cash? I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I call my agent. I said, Jerry, I'm going to buy a CT. Pull $200,000 out of my cash value. He's like, okay. I get a check about 5 days later and I take it, put it in my business account. What I do is, so I go to my accountant that year and say, hey, I just bought a CT scan. I bonus depreciate, because it's a business expense, the $200,000. We're 40% tax bracket. So the reality is it cost me $120,000. So I bonus depreciate it. So I decrease my outflow of my taxes. I financed it myself. I have a template for a promissory note on the bank and the borrower. I create the rate. I give myself a prime rate, 8%. I make payments back to my own policy every month as if I was paying back to a bank. And I deduct the interest that I'm paying back to myself as a business owner. Pretty awesome. So I'm leveraging an income producing asset. I mean, that's how you build wealth. Same thing with my boats, cars, homes, business expenses, commercial property. All this is how I run it through my own bank. And so that's how you make money work for you in two pockets. So I don't know. This is my vision of your office, and I could be totally wrong. If I insult anybody, I apologize. But it would be awesome if you could own all this and run it through your policy, and you can do it, and we'll show you how. So finance this yourself. Quit giving it to the bank. And so how about getting access to cash? You're going to pull equity out of your house? That sucks. You want to go get a lump of sum out of your line of credit? That's terrible. And you got to pay all this back. Like I said, just make a phone call, literally. Make a phone call and it's done. There's no application process or any of that stuff. You just call and it's done. Asset protection. In our field, we're getting hammered. You know, one in two, you know, physicians get sued at one point in their career. It's awful. So I'm completely asset protected on this. This is untouchable. It's off the radar. And it's creditor protected as well. So timing of retirement. This is awesome. So your financial planners out there are all focused on your accumulation phase, climbing Mount Everest. But how great is it you can climb Mount Everest, but if you can't get down off the mountain, what's the point of climbing the peak? So no one focuses on the distribution side of it. And that's the part you should be concerned about. So this is extremely powerful, okay? This is one of the most powerful slides in this whole presentation for you 401k Wall Street believers. Sequence of returns, couple A on the left, couple B on the right. They each start with $1 million, 1997. That's what they got in their 401k. This is what they're going to retire on. They're each pulling out $72,000 a year to live off of. The first 6 years, couple A, this is what the market's doing. They've got these returns, and in the next 3 years, negative returns. But for the next 14 years, they each have the same exact returns. So we just flipped them. Couple B, we just gave him 3 negative years and then the same positive years. So all we did is just turn them upside down. Couple A, as you come down here, after 20 years, still has almost 1.5 million in their account. They're doing great. They're happy. Couple B has run out of money. All because we just switched the first 6 years. The 14 years equivalent had no bearing on this. They're out of money. So you cannot control what the market's doing. So you're at the risk of a bad. So if you're retired, say you retired in year 2001, you've got time to recuperate. But if you, I'm sorry, you do not have time, or you do have time, sorry. But if you hit this at a certain time, it's all timing. So very, very powerful. So are you really saving for a retirement? So, you know, every 4 years, you know, the bear awakens and you get a loss. It's volatility of the market. And all they tell you is, don't worry, just hang in there. It'll come back. Well, when you're retired and not have any more income coming in to feed your 401k, you can't make up the difference. It's a casino of Wall Street is what I call it. So this is how I'm retiring. My life insurance is my retirement. I don't have a 401k. I use it all in life insurance. I'm just going to pull money out tax-free and I can care less. There's no sequence of returns for me. So again, environmental impact of a pandemic had zero impact on my cash value life insurance. Zero. So government influence, I'm not here to get political at all. I'm just saying, if you look at what's going on from a tax standpoint, currently, this is just facts, right? You know, the new administration is going to raise the corporate tax rate. They're going to raise our income tax rate. Capital gains, if you make a certain amount, it's going to be at your personal income rate. We have no control over these rules. And then how about your 401k? You know, they're going to overhaul your 401 tax rate. They're going to flat rate tax that. So they're going to hurt us, help those that don't make enough. And so you're going to get less of a deduction, but you have no control. So compound interest, you pay two types, or there's two types. You either pay it or you earn it. I like to earn it, and you should too. I don't like to pay it unless I pay it to myself. And three factors of compound interest is time, amount of money, and it has to be uninterrupted. And Wall Street has that sequence of returns. That's not true compounding uninterrupted interest because there's negative years. So look at your amortization schedules of your car loan, your home loan, whatever it is. Go look how much volume of interest you're paying. Forget the rate. So question is, how much money are you losing in interest payments? So I challenge you to look at that. And then control, right? You know, the housing market busts. We have no control over that. Wall Street, the IRS is going to change our tax codes. Government's doing some things. So most people who are failing, the money controls you. You know, I believe that, you know, I want to control my money. And the way you do that is through a doctor-owned life insurance policy, and that's how you win. So again, this is how it works. Insurance company issues me a policy. Okay. I'm a policy owner. I'm a member of that company. I take a loan. It's a lien. The company is giving me the money. I'm not coming out of my policy. And so what happens is, in my right pocket, my policy is compounding growth with money. On my left pocket, I'm using that money to fill the holes in my bucket and go buy some, you know, something that's going to produce income for me, or put it towards my home, car, whatever it is. Your money's working in two pockets. You cannot do this any other place. So do what? Create your own banking system to finance all your personal and business expenses. Okay. Just like these people did. How do you do it? Well, you own multiple property structure, dividend paying whole life cash policies that are banking policies. That's how you do it. And why do you do it? To recapture expenses, debt, and interest payments that are leaving your money bucket. And when do you do it? You do it now. Why? Because the sooner you start, the more that compounding growth curve, you'll end up being at the end of that, getting that fruit of money. Okay. So thank you very much for your time. I enjoyed it. This is my cell phone. If you guys have any questions, and please visit us on our website. We've got a free educational course that goes through all this in much more detail, which I encourage you to do at thestrategicdoctor.com. But thank you very much.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and just show that quickly if I can here. If you head over to thestrategicdoctor.com, you're able to click on this training course up at the top. And then you can sign up And the course has several modules, basically taking you through that strategic framework that Dr. Nielsen mentioned. But also just to show you guys and give you a little bit more context, this is Dr. Nielsen's practice here in Pensacola, Florida. And how long have you been an orthopedic surgeon?
So 12 years. March 16th, 2009 was year one. So yeah, I'm heading on 13 years. It's amazing. And go ahead.
You studied under Dr. James Andrews, is that right?
Yeah, I did a sports fellowship first in orthopedics, and then I did a foot and ankle after that, and you know, try to combine both. And I'm pretty much doing mostly foot and ankle now. And it's been a good ride. I'm a you know, independent model, obviously, like the independent model. Not a huge fan of the employment stuff, but and so that's how I've sort of had to learn all this, you know. And I think it's fun, and I encourage, you know, everyone else to learn about it too. And nothing beats sharing ideas with other like-minded people.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, as a higher earner, you're going to have a tax problem no matter who you are. If you're a dentist, orthodontist, just starting out, I mean, or maybe really established, then you've realized it's a tax game. And that's what this whole infinite banking concept really addresses. I mean, every time you talk, it kind of blows my brain. I'm not a numbers guy, but I'm even doing this myself, you know, and starting to work on this as well. And it's just a better way, and a way to also kind of dodge some of those tax issues. Or like you said, with Wall Street, I mean, it's going to crash. We're probably in a bubble, you know? So like Dr. Nielsen said, if you have any questions, hit him up on his cell, or head over to the Strategic Doctor. And thanks so much for taking the time to share.
Yeah, guys, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Enjoyed it, Luke.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about improving your healthcare marketing, day-to-day operations, and standing strong in your market, send us an email at hello@hipcreativeinc.com. That's hello@hipcreativeinc.com. Or jump over to our website at hip.agency.